This audio editorial will report on the request to prepare a marked-up policy paper given by IEEE President Jose Mauro, which would, when approved by the board, fully restore ethics advice and ethical support to the members. And what became of that? In late March of 2019, I received a telecom from 2019 IEEE President Jose Mauro. He called to request that I prepare a marked-up paper which would indicate what changes were to be made that, when approved by the board, would restore providing ethics advice and ethical support back to the members. President Mauro's request came about when I informed him that I had resigned from the Committee on Diversity, Inclusion, and Ethics, chaired by Andrea Goldsmith. This request I received wholeheartedly in favor of and agreed to do it without hesitation. On the one hand, the CDIE chair, Andrea Goldsmith, had previously indicated she was not in favor of doing that, and further, my subtask was staffed such that she always could overrule me, which led me to resign. I informed the members of the Concerned Ethics Volunteers, the CEV, and proceeded to prepare the marked-up paper. I completed it soon thereafter and sent it to IEEE President Mauro. Previously, when he asked me to prepare it, he stressed that he would thereafter give it to an appropriate committee to present it for adoption. He never asked to review it in advance. Here is a summary of what the marked-up policy paper dealt with. There was a title page. Title is IEEE Professional Ethics Advice. The paper was dated April 2, 2019, and it was indicated that it was submitted on behalf of the IEEE Concerned Ethics Volunteers, the CEV. On page 2, an introduction was provided. This briefly explained that the request to prepare this paper came from President Jose Mauro on March 29, 2019. At the bottom, it identified who the members of the Concerned Ethics Volunteers were. Then on page 3, IEEE Bylaw 300, which deals with management, was clarified to indicate that individuals are different than members, and that request for ethical advice and ethical support applies in professional matters, but not in labor union matters. On page 4, dealt with policies, section 7.11, ethical support is the main policy. In fact, in today's webpage for the EMCC, it doesn't even mention it. It only deals with member discipline. Very minor words had to be added here. It was the words ethical and ethical advice, and the words and or request for ethics advice in a couple places. Very minor changes there. Then at the end of that section, they created a new proposed Part E, which identified about a dozen types of ethics advice that could be provided once approved. On page 7, the heart of this was addressed, the Ethics and Member Conduct Committee webpage. Under vision, it clarified the distinction between individuals and members. Individuals are candidates for membership. They are not members yet, and that's the only category that was restricted from being offered ethical advice. Then on page 8, deals with the Ethics and Member Conduct Committee operations manual. 1.3 scope is where the word individuals is misconstrued to mean members, and it's not. Go to the glossary and you'll see that these are candidates for membership. And then under 1.4, a new sentence was added. The standalone sentence under 1.4 was clarified to mean that it does not apply to professional and or ethical disputes where advice or support is sought by a member. Then on page 9, a summary is provided. This page summarized what I had recorded to be what the CDIE's efforts were going to be in trying to restore advice and support to the members. I originally wrote it March 11, 2019, in between receiving telecon number 1 and telecon number 2, and my resigning, which occurred the last week of March of 2019. Then on page 10, the last page, references were given to 6 articles that had been published in the Institute dealing with ethics, and 5 of the 6 were contributed directly from the concerned ethics volunteers. Having previously resigned from the CDIE, and it was the only obvious committee for President Morrow to give the marked up paper to, I waited to see what the June board meeting would do with it, assuming that's where it would be presented. After the board meetings were completed, I found no evidence that the board had approved the marked up policies or even had taken it up at the June 2019 board meetings. Thereafter, I tried without success to learn what had been done with the paper, but never determined that it had been approved or that it had even been presented to the board for consideration for adoption. Further, I could never get a response from Andrea Goldsmith, the CDI chair, or President Morrow. Anything about what had been done with it was kept quiet. Here now, it's nearly June of 2020, over 1 year later, and I still have not been advised by either party what the final outcome was. So I have to conclude that it was never considered and thus was not approved. So be it. At least I know I did what was asked of me by President Morrow. However, I was able to obtain a copy of the meeting summary of the board and committees, which was held in May of 2019. One of the new appointees for 2020 of the Committee on Diversity, Inclusion, and Ethics, and in addition, was to become the new chair of the Ethics and Member Conduct Committee for 2020, was reported to be Dr. Greg Adamson of Australia. Next, of particular interest to me was what was done with the policy paper markup that President Morrow had asked that I prepare, which was prepared and submitted to him. There was nothing ever mentioned about it. Not in the minutes, not verbally, not in response to my inquiries. Starting around February of 2020, I wrote several times to the chair, Andrea Goldsmith, and to Christian Russell, her staff support person at headquarters, to try and be given material on what their task was for this year, what they're working on, what they're generating. And all I got was deflection and just not responding positively at all. While I had been a member and a chair of a subcommittee of the CDIE in 2019, once I had resigned, I was prohibited from receiving any materials, mailouts, agendas, reports, recommendations, anything that went to the board. So I had no knowledge of what the committee was working on, even though I kept the committee members fully informed of what the CEV was doing and the recommendations that were being made in that area. The fact that I was doing this work as the editor and under the request of Dr. Michael Geselowitz, director of the History Center, had no bearing to share that information with me. So I just ignored that and went on to try to find out what happened to the policy paper that was requested by President Morrow last year. So in an email to former President Jose Morrow on May 24th of 2020, I made a final appeal asking him what became of that paper that he requested, I prepared, and it was to be forwarded on to the board for consideration to be adopted last year, which would have restored ethics advice and ethical support. On May 26, 2020, I received a response email from former President Morrell. I'm going to read what he wrote to me. Quote, Walter, thank you for your email. I forwarded the recommendations to the chair of D&I and Professional Ethics Ad Hoc Committee, who replied that, quote, before you stepped down from this ad hoc committee, you had presented similar recommendations that were considered by the D&I and Professional Ethics Ad Hoc, and the recommendations had not been accepted by the committee, unquote. Then he said there was no further action from my part, period. Well, I wrote back to him and I said, I am writing herein to clarify for you and the repository record what the chair of the D&I and Professional Ethics Ad Hoc stated was what CDID did regarding ethics advice and ethical support last year prior to my resigning on March 25 from the CDIE for conflict with the chair. So I responded to him and said, this is all new to me, what you wrote. My records indicate that this could not have happened as stated by the chair of the CDIE, Andrea Goldsmith, before I resigned for these reasons. One, it was just a few days after my second telecon with Andrea on March 23, 2019, in which I submitted my resignation on March 25 from the CDIE committee to you. Two, I had not even convened a meeting with my subcommittee by then, so I never had a chance to bring this up for consideration by the subcommittee, so it could not and did not take up this matter and vote on it under me. Three, further, I never interacted with the full committee to act on my marked policies paper before or after the two telecon meetings held with Andrea, so it could did not have taken it up and voted on it before I resigned. Four, what did occur was during both telecons with Andrea, she made it clear that she would not support the Concerned Ethics Volunteers, the CEV, position to seek IEEE board's approval to restore ethics advice and ethical support. The only rationale given was that the committee could not be expected to agree with the CEV's position. There was never anything else explained. However, there were indications that she would not support my position to approve restoring advice and support, which you, President Morrell, had appointed me to lead. To attempt to nullify your objective, Andrea had proposed a reorganization of the CDIE subtasks to change what the board had approved for 2019, which is what the second telecon was to discuss, such that under this new organization, I would only lead the Concerned Ethics Volunteers to CEV as a staff resource and to move the chairing of the preparing of ethics advice and ethical support policies from under me to under her control to chair. But on the telecom, I stressed that you intended for me to chair and lead that. Eventually, seeing I was not backing down, she relented and reverted back to the original board-approved structure where I chaired, and she did not for the ethics policy proposal. And five, further, the only form of policies material prepared intended for the IEEE board to approve, which the committee may have considered after my resignation, March 25, 2019, was the markup policies paper you requested on March 29. I prepared this for restoring ethics advice and ethical support policies dated April 2, 2019, which is still available at this following link, which I provided in that email. Thereafter, I shared this account of mine with Andrea, requesting if it wasn't accurate to please send me a corrected copy. I then followed it up a second time, reminding her of that request and the opportunity to do that. To this date, which is now August 21, 2020, I have received nothing from her. If there are further new developments in this matter, I will follow up and report them. Thank you.